By year's end, Ukraine's 1,600 troops are expected home from Iraq, fulfilling a pledge Viktor Yushchenko made during his presidential campaign. At a joint news conference, President Bush expressed no disappointment with the withdrawal, opting instead to thank Ukraine for sacrifices made.
I appreciate the contribution that the Ukrainian people have made toward liberating Iraq and helping provide stability in Iraq and providing security for the elections of Iraq. And the President made clear to me in my first conversation with him that he campaigned on the idea of bringing some troops out. He's fulfilling a campaign pledge. I fully understand that.
This was the second encounter between the two leaders, who met earlier this year at a NATO summit in Brussels. Mr. Bush said he supports Ukraine's eventual membership in NATO and would like to see Ukraine join the World Trade Organization. He also promised to press for a lifting of U.S. trade restrictions on Ukraine. President Yushchenko said his country faces hurdles as it consolidates democracy. He spoke through a translator.
We're talking about the country at war. The number one problem remains to be corruption. We're talking about the country where the huge problem remains the problem of poverty. However, it is very important, Mr. President, to feel that we have partners standing by, that we are not left in solitude and coping with these troubles.
Mr. Yushchenko pledged to expand freedom of expression and freedom of the press. President Bush said he is asking Congress for $60 million to help support reform efforts in Ukraine. He suggested Ukraine's tumultuous, protest-laden election cycle can serve as an example to other nations where people are eager to embrace democracy.
We share a goal to spread freedom to other nations. I mean, after all, the Orange Revolution may have looked like it was only a part of the Ukrainian, the history of Ukraine, but the Orange Revolution represented revolutions elsewhere as well.
Mr. Bush said he and his Ukrainian counterpart have roles to play in promoting democracy and freedom in Lebanon and Kyrgyzstan and in resolving conflicts in Moldova and Georgia. Michael Bowman, VOA News, The White House.